Welcome to Jefferson College here for the Viking Voices Show here on this Wednesday afternoon, November 9th. We got Jeffco women's basketball going on tonight on the airwaves at 6:30 p.m. They are hosting Rend Lake College. We will talk some basketball a little down the line. But first, Jeffco softball. They wrapped up their fall season a couple weeks ago. Joined now by assistant first-year coach Kerry Schmidt. And just how we doing?
Doing good. Not bad. We played a lot of good teams this fall, so kind of show us where we need to be and what we need to work on.
Yeah, so what did you end up seeing? Because I remember talking with Coach Cook earlier in the year, and he had mentioned Division I opponents. We talked before. You guys played Mizzou as well. So how battle-tested were the girls in that fall season?
You know, our first couple games with it, they were nervous, you know, going against all the Division I's. We held it close with a lot of them. I mean, SEMO beat us by one. I think Edwardsville beat us one or two. Mizzou got us a little bit, had a bad inning, but otherwise our pitchers are doing great. Going to be a good year for them.
Yeah, is that kind of going to be the strength of the team then is in the circle?
Oh, yeah. We've got four healthy ones right now and two of them coming off of surgery, so we'll have a good staff.
Yeah, who are they?
We got Shelby Clark coming back from last year. We've got freshman Michaela Sennett. She's a top hurler from down in Joplin. And then we've got Sarah Berry from Canada.
Canada, all right. Canada. A little international flavor.
Yeah, brought a little bit in. And then we have, let's see, Taylor Nordwald from down in Warrenton. And then Kate O'Day from Arizona and Nikki Peters back from last year. So.
All right, yeah, so quite a lot of depth. For those pitchers, do they throw kind of similarly, or you got kind of a mixture of contact to strikeout pitchers?
Definitely a mix. So Michaela and Shelby are going to be our strikeout pitchers. Sarah and Taylor. Going to be the ones who mix it up a little bit for us. Another two we'll see when they come back.
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously, you haven't seen much of them. Yeah. But obviously, with pitching, got to have some good defense as well. So what did you see from the defense out there throughout the fall season?
Our defense was pretty good. Outfield stood out pretty well. I mean, they're going to be top contender again. I think we probably have the best outfield in our conference region. We've got some freshmen on the infield this year. Let's see. Taylor Dames is going to be our corner again from last year. She'll be in there. Erin Lofton hit really well for us. She's a freshman shortstop. She probably hit 500 for us this fall.
Ooh, so against some top tier opponents too.
Yeah. Against some good teams. So, yeah.
Yeah. So let's switch to that offensively kind of speaking as the shortstop. Where is she hitting in the lineup?
We had her bounce around a little bit.
Yeah, okay. That's what the fall's for then, I guess, right?
Yeah. I think we started her maybe at the two spot. She ended up in four spot at one point in time. She's not a power hitter. She's one of those who just puts singles and some doubles in there. So we're trying to figure out where she fits best in our lineup right now.
Good speed?
Decent speed. Not bad.
How about the rest of the length of the lineup?
Definitely don't have the speed this year that we've had in the past, but we've got a couple. As far as hitting, I mean, up and down the lineup, we should be pretty solid again like last year.
Yeah. What about the experience of this team? Is it going to be a lot of young and new faces, or is it going to be a lot of sophomores kind of coming back, or is it a nice mixture between the two?
There's a nice mixture. We have 12 freshmen this year that came in, though, so 10 sophomores and 12 freshmen.
All right. Which of the sophomores have kind of stepped up as leaders? Or I guess maybe some of the freshmen might be vocal as well. But has there been anyone that you saw in the fall that kind of emerged a little bit, that kind of took reins of the team?
Our freshman, Abby Myers, she's our catcher this year.
Okay.
Probably one of the best catchers in the area. She's loud. You're not going to miss that kid out on the field. Very loud. I mean, I don't think many people stole off of her, even at the D1 level. So She's definitely going to be a leader out on the field. Libby Marco in center. She's coming back sophomore, so she's definitely a leader out there. Not much gets by her.
Yeah. How great was that fall season, not only to see them play on the field, but also a chance for them to kind of all get to know each other and to play together as a team and things of that nature to really prep them for the off season and then coming into the spring once it all counts?
It was good. They get to see what they need to work on. And from the beginning of the season to playing Mizzou, they could see, you know, how much it differed, how much they work together better now than they did at the start. So
yeah, the team chemistry good. Yeah. They all seem to get along. Is it a fun group?
Seem to so far, yeah. They're loud.
Oh, so the catcher leads the way then, huh?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, so as you guys kind of head into the off season, just what are kind of some of the main things that you'd like to see some of the girls work on? Is it going to be a lot more of kind of weight training, working out type stuff?
We start with lifting every day, and we're doing hitting, and then we'll do some conditioning. So main focus is probably just getting stronger and hitting for right now.
Yeah, how often do you guys meet a week?
4 days a week right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to like Christmas break, things of that nature, does it kind of taper off a little bit, or do you guys keep it going even through then?
When finals start coming around, you know, we kind of just let them do their studies and tell them if they need to get into the weight room or something, they come in on their own.
Yeah, they're doing well academically so far, and the freshmen getting accustomed to the college grades, I guess, and things like that, the workload.
So far, yeah. I mean, our freshmen are good in the classroom. We're not worried about them. Our sophomores, they know what they need to do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about yourself? You mentioned this was your first year here at Jeffco, and you spent some time at St. Charles, but you also played here, so very familiar as well. So kind of how nice is it to kind of go back to the roots?
It's great. As soon as Tony told me there was an opening, I jumped on it. I mean, coming back here to coach is kind of like a dream to come back. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And after you played at Jeffco, you went down to Oklahoma, right?
Yep, I went to a small school down there called Bay Cone in Muskogee and finished out, so.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that experience, kind of.
Well, it's a lot different down there, you know. Our softball field had a rodeo team behind it.
Rodeo team behind it, wow. Yeah. So while you're practicing, could you see it as well?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
On BP, some of us were hitting horses every once in a while, so.
Did you guys kind of have like a little rivalry then?
Kind of. The rodeo boys were pretty fun about it though. So
okay, okay. That's good. That's good. That's they probably weren't too happy though when you hit the horses.
No, they weren't. Not exactly.
No, not at all. So how awesome is it to have that opportunity to, once you got done with playing at the collegiate level, you had the chance to go to St. Charles and kind of become a coach? Was that something you always kind of had planned, or was it you graduated and it was kind of like, okay, well, I think being a coach would be kind of cool? Or was it something you know had planned, predetermined?
Oh, I always wanted to coach. I didn't think it would happen that quickly. I graduated in December of 13 and started coaching in February of 14. So right off the bat, I was into college coaching and worked out well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what types of things did you take as a player coming from Jeffco? What did you learn here that you're really kind of trying to reinforce into some of the players this season?
I love the discipline that was here. Just the every day, you know what you're doing, you know what you need to get done. Come in, get your work done, and you go afterwards. You know, get what you need to do done here that you need to get done here, and then you can go do your studies and everything else.
Yeah, so it's just kind of when you're at the playing on the diamond in the field, that's your sole focus kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. What's your favorite thing so far about coaching this Jeffco team this year? What's special about them to this point?
It was a little different. You know, I had to come in and learn a new way of coaching again, basically, you know, under a different head coach. So getting to meet all the new girls and everything else, it's been fun to get to know them and them get to know me.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a bonding process for yourself with the girls as well, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, was it nice and quick, though? Was it a quick click?
It was pretty quick. I'd say within that first week, I was already joking around with them and getting in with them. So it was fun.
Yeah, how much did kind of Coach Cook help you out with that in that transition and kind of mold the team together and to get familiar with all the new faces?
I mean, just throw them into the fire, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sink or swim.
Yeah, sink or swim. I mean, you know, they're all roommates with each other, so they get to know each other pretty quickly through that, and then practice, you know, yelling out everybody's names, so
yeah,
they figure it out pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure they get some bonding in at the apartments and things of their dorms or things of that nature as well. So as you get set for the spring, just kind of what are your expectations for this team over the off season and when February kind of rolls around?
They're pretty high. I mean, we obviously want to make it back to the national tournament. Mm-hmm. Missing out just a little bit last year makes you that much hungrier to get back. I think we have to have our freshmen step up a little bit, fill some roles from last year. But I mean, we start off February 2nd or 3rd, I think, in Texas. So we're off and rolling as soon as the year starts.
Yeah, and that's a tough tournament, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big teams down there, big teams.
Yeah, so you'll kind of know right away, you know, and that's part of the reason why you guys played such difficult teams in the fall as well, to kind of help prep for that spring, so then maybe the game kind of slows down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they saw such good pitching this fall, and we won't see that quite, you know, high caliber pitching down there, but it'll be pretty close, so.
Yeah.
They know what to go against.
Exactly, and they're kind of all prepped and ready. Was there anyone in particular that kind of stood out to you in your eyes that had what you thought was a terrific fall that you think will kind of translate into a really good spring?
I would say probably Erin Lofton from Eureka. Yep. If she continues to just put base hits together, I mean, she's going to be a core part of our lineup. And then Taylor Dames. She hit well for us this fall against really tough teams, so I think if she's healthy and everything ready to go, then she'll be big time in that lineup.
Yeah, so what, now that the off season here and you guys, you know, meet so frequently, what is the message that you kind of send to the girls as they work and prepare? Like, how do you kind of keep them motivated and fired up and, you know, ready to work?
I mean, big time Crowder rivalry. You know, they put their stuff on Facebook, they put it on Twitter, and I show them, you know, this is how much they're lifting in the weight room.
Okay.
And we're lifting more, or whatever. It kind of gives them a little bit of a push.
Yeah.
That's our biggest rivalry probably in our region. So yeah,
using the social media tool to kind of get them going, give them that extra push that they need. Right on. So what are some of the key, like, workouts that you guys will focus on?
A lot of it's just, you know, free weights. A lot of free weights. We don't use machines as much. Kind of old school, I guess you could say. It's been the same since I've been here. And so just kind of getting them in and out. And we mix it up every once in a while, but pretty much every day they know what to do.
All right. Before I let you go, just kind of what were your final thoughts of this fall season and how it went and how you know, you think it's going to look forward to the spring and the success it might bring?
Tough schedule this fall, but we did well. We held our own against some top teams, and they definitely noticed some of our girls. So it was a good show for them and good eye-opening experience for our girls. So.
Yeah, did any of them sign to the next level or anything like that?
We have a couple that are going on some visits here shortly to a couple different schools, and but they haven't signed yet, but they're on their way to doing so.
You guys be sure to keep me posted when that happens.
We will.
All right. Hey, Coach Schmidt, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Coach Schmidt of the Jefferson, assistant Coach Schmidt, I should say, of the Jefferson College softball team. Their fall season concluded a couple of weeks ago. Now all set for off-season workouts as they get sent for the beginning of February when it all counts and matters. We'll step aside for a short time out here on the Viking Voices show. We'll switch gears over to women's basketball as they get set to play tonight at 6:30 against Rend Lake. That's coming up next year on 1400 KJFF.
Santino's Cigars and Cocktails has an event Thursday evening, November 17th, that you just can't miss. You're invited to the special Gurkha event. Gurkha is the world's royalty cigar, and Santino's has them, heavily discounted, for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Plus, the Gurkha cigar rep will be on hand, too, with special free gifts with your purchase. So mark your calendar now for November 17th from 5 to 9 for the Gurkha cigar event at Santino's Cigars and Cocktails at the Richardson Vogel exit in Arnold, across from the Home Depot. Don't miss it.
We are a parlous town. It's where we work and play. When it comes to pride, you know the Saipaw name.
It's Saipaw GM Country's early Black Friday sales event going on now till Friday, November 11th. Right now, you can get 0% for 72 months on all 2016 models Chevy and GMCs in stock. That's 0% on approved credit for 6 full years on all remaining 2016 GMCs and Chevys. Also, during Saipaw's early Black Friday event, you can lease a brand new 2017 Buick Encore for only $109 a month, or an all-new 2017 Chevy Cruze for just $115 a month. See Saipaw for complete details. Remember, when you come to Saipaw, you'll spend less, get more, and leave happy. What more could you ask for? So hurry in now till November 11th to the early Black Friday sales event at Saipaw GM Country, I-55 at the Herculaneum exit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saipaw GM Country.
On Veterans Day, the nation pays tribute to the men and women who give their best when duty calls. The St. Francis and St. Genevieve County 911 Emergency Communications Center and the St. Francis County Sheriff's Department believes it's time to reflect on the sacrifices made during previous national emergencies. The St. Francis and St. Genevieve County 911 Emergency Communications Center and the St. Francis County Sheriff's Department observes Veterans Day and reminds you to reaffirm your belief in our servicemen and women.
Welcome back to the Viking Voices Show here at 1400 KJFF here from Jefferson College. We're switching gears a little bit, going over to Jeffco Women's Basketball. They got a matchup tonight at 6:30 here against Rend Lake. Come on by if you can. If you can't, don't worry. You can hear the game as well. Follow along at 6:30 right here on 1400 KJFF or online at MIMOinfo.com. We'll have that broadcast for you. Now we're joined by a freshman, Izzy Ringling, a local Hillsboro product as well. So you get to kind of play college basketball right in the back door. So kind of how's that transition going for you?
It's going pretty good. It's just a lot faster, a lot harder. I definitely have to play a lot tougher than I used to in high school. So it's definitely a little different like that. So, but it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, and you, of course, had a little bit of a knee injury as well, the ACL, I believe. That's correct, right, the ACL?
Yes.
Yeah, so how's that kind of coming along? Is that kind of feeling back to your normal self?
Yeah, it took me a little while at first. My knee was obviously a lot weaker than normal, and then I tried to practice, and then it started to hurt a little bit, and so they brought me off, and I did a little, like, rehab-ish type things, and then I got back into it, and it's a lot better now, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So ACL, you know, you always hear so many, you know, kind of injury concerns about that and things of that nature. So how is the kind of that process of getting back? I mean, it's obviously really long, but I mean, is it easy to tell when it's not feeling right?
Yeah, it is, because like it's really tight and you have to like stretch it a lot. So like if you feel tight, it's obvious that you're not ready and you're not strong enough. So whenever you have the flexibility in it, you can tell that it's ready to go and you need to get back into things kind of slow at first and then back to normal pace.
Okay. So what type of like rehab exercises type things were you doing?
Lots of stretching, lots of like weights and stuff, and then stretching against the wall, and then lots of balancing and just using that one leg to get it back to how it used to be.
All right. Well, switching gears to more positive and fun things to talk about. You guys 2-0 to start the year, a couple wins over Lindenwood Belleville's JV and Missouri Valley's JV team as well, pretty convincingly. Just kind of what are some of the things that you've taken away from the first two games of the season that the team's done well?
We are very big inside, so that helps out a lot. And we are also very fast, I think, too. We could play faster, but we are getting up to that potential. So it's really good whenever you have a fast team that can push the ball up the floor, and then we have a lot of depth, too, so we can get in and out so you can be as strong and fast as you need to be. So it's really nice that we have that depth and the bigness and the quickness.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one thing, speaking with Coach Jarvis prior to the season, he said, just ran you guys to death a little bit on the court. So it was all that running kind of in the preseason and in practice has been paying off well now that you actually are in games where the clock stops, you get a little breather.
Yeah, it definitely is. It was worth it. It sucked at the time, but it's definitely worth it now. So
yeah, it's a fun style of basketball to play, right?
Definitely. Slow basketball is not fun. It's not fun to watch. It's just not fun at all. So being able to run the ball up and down like that is more fun for us and fun for our fans as well.
Yeah. And for you, obviously, being one of the forwards kind of down low as well, you kind of get a lot of the quick rebounds and a lot of the outlet passes. But, you know, then you also get a lot of trailing transition points and things. So how's that going for you personally, individually? How do you feel you're fitting into that offense?
I'm fitting in fairly well. I'm obviously not the biggest or the fastest, so I have to work a little harder than normal. So that's good for me and good for my team, I think, because we can push each other. I know as soon as I get in the game, I try and run my butt off as much as I can and then be in my spot as much as I can and try not to be messed up.
Yeah. How about the team chemistry as a whole? You guys got a couple games under your belt regular season. You guys, the girls all getting along pretty well?
Yeah, actually, this is the best team chemistry I've ever had, even since high school. It's pretty good. On the court, I think it's pretty obvious. We obviously have our ups and downs, but mm-hmm. for the most part, we have really good chemistry. So.
Yeah, I spoke with Tanner last week before the game, and she had mentioned that obviously you guys got along great and everything, but you had an opportunity where you needed to kind of play with each other a little bit more to get familiar with it. So you've had a couple more games. And so just kind of how's that part been in terms of being on the same page and passing and cutting and things of that nature?
It's definitely gotten a lot better since the beginning. First few practices, our passing for sure was a little rough, but being in the games and playing with each other has definitely helped us come a long way. And our passing has gotten way better and all of our plays have gotten better as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys got a game tonight against Rend Lake. It's the first time you guys are going against an actual kind of JUCO opponent versus having to go against the JV team. So just kind of what are you guys looking forward to doing tonight in order to come away with kind of that first victory over the kind of JUCO team?
Yeah, practices this past week have been a little different. We have been focusing a lot on defense one day and then offense one day, kind of just making sure that we are in our spots and we're playing aggressively and just everything flows right, because obviously this is going to be a little tougher than the JV teams we played.
Yeah, and Coach had always mentioned that you guys are going to do a lot of pressing. And really just kind of, especially once they kind of get to half court, do the double team, try to force those turnovers. And it worked well against for you guys against the JV teams. So what type of execution do you expect to have tonight against Rend Lake?
I think we'll execute very well. We've been practicing on it very much. We've gone through a few presses, and we finally found one called Wildcat that really works well for us. We move well in it for the most part, and we've gotten a few traps, and we're pretty effective with getting the ball in our hands off of that.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you guys got a lot of height on the team very much, and you're a part of that as well. So within the forwards, you guys kind of all intercompete with each other, things of that nature. You get a little bragging rights on the team?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I'm probably the shortest forward we have, but that makes me work harder, and I think that makes everybody else work harder too when all of us work hard. So there's definitely that competition within us, but we all know that it's for the good and it helps us.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked a little bit, in the first question, a little bit about having the chance to play at JEFCO and kind of the change of pace from high school to college, but how cool is it to know that you're going to a school that's literally right next door to where you went to high school, so it's not much of a change?
I like it and I dislike it. I like it because, like, it's right here and I have my friends and everything still that I have. And I don't like it just because it is so close to home.
Yeah. You know, you go through those 18 years of high school and you're like, you know, I could use getting away for a little while, right? A little independency.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So do you still live at home or do you get the chance to live on campus here?
I still live at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that kind of being so close, you know, it kind of makes sense.
Right? Yeah, it's less expensive.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely, you got to keep that in mind. Ride it out as long as you can. No. So just in this game tonight with the bigs, we talked kind of about that inner competition. So do you guys just kind of drive each other then a lot too?
Yeah, for sure. We have one girl, Nay, who's like 6'3", and she's ridiculous tall and long. So that obviously pushes us shorter forwards to work hard to get the rebounds, to be tougher than her. And then with her, she's a little less strong, but then she's still strong. But she's got to work harder to get around us, and we just push each other, and it's awesome.
Yeah, who's the best rebounder?
I don't. Yeah, probably her, but it's. We all try and work hard to push each other around, but definitely her. Yeah.
How about who's got the best shot from the outside? You guys ever mess around in practice? Who's got the best, who's got the best J?
I don't know. Everybody can shoot the ball pretty well, which is nice, but.
Oh, come on. Someone's got to be a little bit.
I really don't know. Sierra, once she gets the ball, she shoots it and she makes most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Gretty is a good shooter. Tanner's a good shooter. D's a good shooter. Everybody shoots
well. I'm at just within the bigs.
Oh.
The forwards. Yeah, kind of make it a little, you know.
Probably DeAsia. She's probably,
okay.
Yeah.
She's got the number. How about your J? How do you like your jumper?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. I prefer just bang it down low.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. All right. So before I let you go here, just kind of what are your final thoughts about trying to get to 3-0 on the season and the first victory kind of in game, I should say, against the JUCO team?
Yeah, we're definitely going to work hard tonight to get that W, and it's going to be a tough game, but I think we can do it. We're fast, we're big, we're strong, and I think we can do it.
All ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks very much for joining us, Izzy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Izzy Ringling, freshman on the JEFFCO basketball team. Her team's getting set and ready to take on Rend Lake tonight at 6:30. Come on by in Jefferson College. Check out the game. If you can't make it, though, tune in to 1400 KJFF or online at MIMOinfo.com. We'll have that for you with pregame beginning at 6:20. We'll hear from head coach Steve Jarvis when we come back here on 1400 KJFF.
There's never been a better time than now to buy a new Harley. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. Right now, get zero down and 1.99% financing on select new 2016 Harleys in stock. Come into Serdike Harley-Davidson to see for yourself how the all-new Milwaukee 8 engine on our new 2017 touring models retains its iconic look while pushing the limits of power and comfort. You'll get 10% more torque and reduced vibration, and your first service is free. Come in and take a qualified test ride for a free t-shirt. Plus, if you're interested in a new 2016 Harley, we'll give you full retail value for your trade or a big bore upgrade on all new 2016 Dyna Softails and Touring Bikes. And here's a deal you can't pass up. Purchase any one of our remaining 2016 Harley-Davidson Screaming Eagle CVO models and receive a new 90cc Articat ATV absolutely free. That's Serdike Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 south of Festus. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Nothing rides like a Harley.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Welcome back to 1400 KJFF on the Viking Voices Show here from Jefferson College. All about JEFFCO women's basketball here in the final two segments as they are 2-0 on the year, looking to get to 3-0 tonight at 6:30 against Rend Lake. We're joined now by the head coach, Coach Steve Jarvis. And Coach, 2-0, you guys played a couple JV teams last Wednesday, Leonardwood Belleville, and then on Friday, Missouri Valley. I know you got the victory on Wednesday, but you weren't too pleased with how it looked. So things go better on Friday then, I imagine.
Yeah, we got a little bit better on Friday. We did some things better in the second and third quarter and really got defensively after it. It's early on and it's getting better.
Yeah, Coach, I obviously didn't get a chance to see the game Friday, but I did look at the box score a little bit, and you had the four players in double-digit scoring, and I know that was something that you talked about at the beginning of the year, was trying to get into that 4-5-6 range, so good to see that happen as well.
Yeah, that's our key. That's the way we want to try to play. our defense kind of sets that off a little bit. So that's what happened in that game. So hopefully we can kind of build on that and keep going. You know, we have D. McGinnis is will play her first game tonight. She's not played the first two games, and she was our returning leading scorer from last year. So so we expect her to step right in there and add some power to it also.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe she got close to 10 points a game last year, right? Yeah, and played the most games.
You know, down the end of the season, you know, she was averaging high double figures. So, you know, we really feel good about her being back.
Yeah, Alexi and Colley, I saw, had a very nice game on Friday scoring the basketball. And freshman Shannon Triplett seems to be pretty impressive as a scorer, too.
Yeah, Shannon's averaging 18. She, you know, she's going to be able to put the ball in the basket. Lex is going to be able to score like that routinely. So we really feel like we've got several that can put the ball in the basket and be threats, and it's hard just to key on one person.
Yeah, and Coach, I remember at the beginning of the year you had mentioned that Janae Randall could be capable of leading the region in rebounding, and so far, double-digit rebounds in the first two games.
Right. She's right there, and we need her to get to finish a few of her shots and maybe not rebound as many as those misses, but, you know, she's doing what we thought she would do there, and, you know, I think as we get Dominique Jennings even a little more active on the boards, that's even going to help Janae more.
How's the rotation going? Because I remember you saying that you were very deep this year, and you guys showed that on Wednesday, played most players, and then Friday that kind of continued. Has it been working well?
Yeah, we're still developing kind of who the key people are going to be, and I think that's going to change night in and night out a little bit. But we've seen the minutes from the people that we expected to kind of see it, and we're giving those kids a chance to kind of show what they can do and not pushing the freshmen, you know, too quick. But I feel really good about the depth, and I think that's going to be a strength as we build through the year.
Absolutely. Coach, just in those first two games, what were some of the things that you kind of saw in your own eyes that thought, okay, hey, I want to improve on this going forward to that next game?
Well, our defensive intensity's got to be there from the start. You know, that's something that we've really worked on this last week in practice. And we have to add a few more things in. You know, we've kind of simplified our attack a little bit, so we're ready to add a few more options into our offense and defensively. So, you know, we need to continue to push to learn how to play team defense and what our responsibilities are as we switch those defensive assignments.
Yeah. Offensively, have you been pleased with the shooting percentage and the ability of your team so far?
Yeah, we can shoot it a little bit better. You know, last year we shot the ball a little bit better from three than we have so far this season. And Taylor Williams is out with a stress fracture, and she's going to be one of our best perimeter shooters. So, you know, when we get her back, that'll help our percentage.
Absolutely. And when it comes to free throw shooting as well, how much do you kind of pound on that in practice and things like that? Because that's obviously kind of important. And sometimes it might get overlooked for the fan and things like that.
We use that as we have a plus or minus drill that we work in practice, and then we've got to try to get to a certain number. If you make it, it's an added. If you mine it, if you miss, you subtract. And sometimes we get into negative numbers and have to battle back out of it. But it's a good challenge. You know, you're keeping score, and any of that helps as you're trying to progress.
Yeah, how about the conditioning of the team so far? That was something we kind of harped on all in the preseason and in practice. Have you been pretty pleased with how well they've been able to keep up in pace and the flow of the game?
We're getting better. I think we need to get a little stronger at that. We've talked about some of our players that have to spend a little extra time outside of practice if they feel like they're not getting there. You know, I've told the kids all along, if you come to college and expect that you're going to become a better player and only spend the time working on basketball during practice, it's not going to happen. You have to spend some time outside of the group and work on individual skill improvement and conditioning and those sort of things. So.
Yeah, yeah. And Coach, switching over to the game at hand tonight against Ren Lake, a familiar opponent a little bit. You guys played them last year as well, so just kind of what do you know about them?
Right, they've got a lot of new faces, but, you know, we saw them a little bit in preseason scrimmages at one of the jamborees, and we've seen some game film on them. They do a lot of things similar to what we're trying to do with the press and trying to push the basketball, so, you know, we'll see kind of who becomes a little bit better at that as the game progresses. It's good for us to play a team that's going to be up-tempo and see how we react to that.
Yeah, so obviously this is kind of early in the year, a nice opportunity for you to kind of gauge where you guys are at in terms of the progress that you guys have made.
Right, and like I said, their press is similar to ours. It's a little different. They try to trap a little earlier than we do, so we hope we can attack that and get layups off the end of it. And on the other side, defensively, you know, not give up those layups. So.
Yeah. Coach, one thing, talking with Tanner last week and Izzy this week, and they said that, you know, obviously the team gets along great. Chemistry is awesome. But she said a couple of them are, you know, you kind of have to play with each other a little bit more in those regular season games in that up-tempo offense to kind of read cuts and make those accurate passes. So what have you kind of seen on that edge in terms of everyone being on the same page?
We're still learning to trust each other a little bit, even in defensive assignments and in offense. You know, a player might make a cut in practice or in the game and don't finish it, and then we try to lead them with that pass and it's not there. So we're getting better at that, but that's still, there's a lot of room for improvement, and the season's a long season, but I really feel that our chemistry will help us, you know, get better as we go through the year.
Yeah, so Coach, obviously with this, you know, you guys want to steadily improve as it goes. So do you take it as like a game by game basis and say, okay, we want to make sure that we're better than we played in that last game that we had?
Yeah, we want to have that game to game mentality. You know, it's tough as a coach because you kind of see the end of the road and where you need to be. So sometimes, I think we talked about that last week a little bit, sometimes it's hard to be satisfied with where you are because you know the improvement you need to make to compete at the level we need to compete at. So, but we're trying to focus on improving little things each week and each game, and hopefully we control those matchups a little bit and get better.
Yeah, so as a coach, how do you kind of keep that picture simple, I guess, down the line to make it so it's just kind of a game by game rather than having them, you know, so anxious to see so far down the line?
You know, we talk in the beginning about our goals and what we want to do and what we want to try to be able to compete for a championship in the region as we go through. But, you know, our motto this year has been climb. So we've got to take a step at a time as we climb and try to get to that point and understand that we have to get to the first staircase before we can move to the next one. And using that, we kind of focus again on each possession as a challenge. We try to win each possession, win each game, and move from there. So I think we've simplified it from that regard, so hopefully that helps us.
Yeah, absolutely. So in tonight's game, what are kind of the key things that you think your team's going to have to do in order to come out?
Yeah, we need to defend early. We want to try to make our press effective early and try to get some turnovers and get some easy baskets, and we need to make layups right off the bat. You know, the last two games we've kind of struggled out of the gate a little bit of finishing plays. So that's a key that we would look for today. Starting fast and finishing strong, that's kind of our objective today.
You feel that the missed opportunities down low with the layups, you think that's just kind of at the beginning of the year type thing, trying to get accustomed to playing and flowing together, and then something will kind of fix itself as they get more comfortable?
We got to work at it. I'm not sure it'll fix itself. We've got a couple players that are a little that's something they struggle with, you know, and we just have to get better with that each year, each day, and we're trying to work on that at practice, and that's something we're focusing on. And I think it's a skill like anything else, attacking the basket and attacking with strength, and when we don't do that, that's when we kind of come up short.
Yeah. How have the forwards been playing? Because it does look like that you guys on paper, a lot of teams have pretty good size.
Yeah, we're there. You know, we want to be able to attack the basket from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we're working on ball handling so everybody can kind of do that. But I think we'll match up all right. You know, as we get through the region, you know, there's some size on all the teams that we're going to face. But We feel pretty good. The strength and conditioning program we have is helping us. I think we'll get stronger as the year goes, and I think we'll be all right there.
Coach, thanks very much for joining us here on the Viking Voices Show, and looking forward to seeing your game tonight. We'll call that on the air.
Yep, we're excited.
That's head coach Steve Jarvis of the Jeffco women's basketball team. They get set to take on Wren Lake tonight at 6:30. Come on out to Jefferson College. If you can't make it to the game, though, don't worry. You can follow along on the radio on 1400 KJFF AM right here. You're listening to it or online at MIMOinfo.com. Tip-off at 6:30. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:20. We will talk to you then.